I'm not one of those tongue-clucking grammarians who leap on split infinitives or misplace modifiers like a mongoose on a cobra. I'm not even much of a reader. I skim magazines, stopping now and then to sneer at some scorn-worthy nugget. I'll force a few pages of Joan Didion into my brain before I get fed up and throw the book across the room. I've leafed through the New York Review of Books from time to time to see what new 12-volume biography of Vita Sackville-West has been unleashed on a panting reading public. I used to think that bleeding-heart mourners of literacy were beneath my contempt, and believe me, my contempt will stoop to anything. Those who complain nobody reads anymore usually mean nobody reads me, boo. And what's there to read, anyway? One more self-conscious novel about a novelist trying to write a novel? One more New Yorker short story about a brooding divorcee on a New England beach? A novelization? Any jerk who reads a paperback version of a movie deserves professional help, not our pity. I can handle reading T-shirts, the Kiss Me, I'm Polish T-shirt, the My Folks Went to Disneyland and All They Bought Me Was This Lousy T-shirt T-shirt, the obscene message to the Ayatollah that the Ayatollah will never see but the jerk's wearing the T-shirt anyway T-shirt. I can handle bumper stickers. I break for animals. Honk if you love Jesus. If you don't like the way I drive, stay off the sidewalk. I can handle all this. If you want to advertise your half-baked beliefs on your body or plaster unfunny used jokes on a moving vehicle, that's your business. And after all, bumper stickers and T-shirts are the prose form for the 80s. But I gotta draw the line, folks. This heart business has got me in a cold sweat. You know what I'm talking about. I heart NY. I heart SF. I heart LA. I heart my dog head. It's got me buffaloed. What is being said? You love New York? So what? Who cares? You love your dog. Are you afraid people will think you don't love your dog? That you, in fact, hate your dog? Did you hate your dog before you got the heart your dog head sticker, but now you love the mangy flea bag? Do you even have a dog? Why don't you just stick your head out the car window and yell, I love my dog? At least there'd be some passion, not this dim-witted graphic equivalent of baby talk. This so cute it's creepy shorthand designed for not too bright three-year-olds or Neanderthals. It's the graphic equivalent of animal grunts. Write it out, shout it out, but throw those damn hearts away. Burn them, get your heart off your bumper and back on your sleeve. I gotta go.